Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Wow, it's already hour number three of Radio Law Talk. Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We have been doing this for coming up on 5 years pretty soon. We love this show. We'd like to welcome our newest affiliate, WZFG, 1100 AM and 92.3 FM, Fargo, North Dakota. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate your support of Radio Law Talk. And those of you who are in North Dakota for the first time listening, we have a lot of fun. Everyone thinks, oh my gosh, I've heard people say, Radio Law Talk? Boy, that sounds like a boring, you know, we just sit there and talk about the boring law. No, we have fun. We are entertaining. And, you know, sometimes we get something that might be informative that you might be able to use, but we always say don't use it in a court of law or don't argue our cases. The only time, Denise, tell me, the only time that they should be able to use Radio Law Talk is when?
Whenever somebody in your family says, you know, they say, and they're trying to use that as authority. That's not authority, folks. Now, if somebody says, hey, I heard it on Radio Law Talk, that's authority.
That's exactly, especially at the dinner table, right?
Dinner table.
During the holidays.
Sitting around watching a football game.
Yes, when your in-laws are there. That's one, Denise, that's the best one, when the in-laws are there. And the mother-in-law says, you know what they say. And then when you want to counteract her, you say, you know, on Radio Law Talk, Denise Dirks, the head queen, said, and then that's okay, right?
That's right.
But don't go to before the court. Your Honor, according to Radio Law Talk, Todd Kunin, a quote, in my way I read this quote.
In what was a precedent-setting hour.
Precedent-setting hour. He quoted the Cars band multiple times.
The judges say, wait, did you say Todd Kunin said that? Yes, well, I mean, if it had been Fred or Denise, I might consider it, but if it was that wing nut, no.
Exactly. Consider your source.
So those of you in Fargo, North Dakota, that's exactly what we do here. We love this talking about the law and having fun with it. We're going to talk about why a family Bible could be important upon your death. Britney Spears. Denise is going to talk about the witch versus the warlock case. We're going to talk about some fun this third hour. Fun but weird and interesting cases concerning Halloween. So be prepared. This will be a fun third hour. We kind of saved it for the third hour because, man, everybody loves this, right?
That's right.
800-615.
Oh,
jeez. I almost gave you the phone number of my law firm. Go ahead, Denise. What's our phone number?
It's 1-855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234.
And, Denise, they can also see us on social media where?
At www.radiolawtalk.com. Oh, I guess that's our website.
Right.
And then social media would be on Twitter, on Instagram, Insta, and on, what's the other one?
Just type it. We're on TikTok.
It's
we're on Facebook
anymore. What's Facebook?
Radio Law TikTok.
Meta. It's on Meta, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they've changed it to Meta. I know. But here's the deal. Just type in Radio Law Talk, those three words, and we're going to blow up all over your Google search. So just look us up. We're everywhere, especially on Instagram. That's right. Yeah, we are good. That's true. Todd's over there smoking a fake cigarette. But the thing we do here, those of you in Fargo, North Dakota, is we do a thing called Case or No Case. And Cal tries to stump us to determine whether it's a real case or if it's not, or if it is a real case, what the outcome is. And that's what he tries to do. So try to stump us. Go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
William and Stephanie were lovers,
And as the lyrics of the old song goes, oh, Lordy, how they could love. Will met Steph on the heels of the breakup of her first marriage, and she had a child, a boy, one to whom William was a great father by all contemporaneous accounts. But as things happened, Will and Steph were not destined for greatness on the marriage scene, although they both had really good careers, both in show business. Eventually, the tension was too much for them, and they began to fight a lot. So much that, as it turned out, Stephanie was accused of assault against William and theft of $100,000 in jewelry. And William said, listen, I'm all for the divorce, but I'm not going to take this. The alleged assault, the alleged theft was enough to lead Will to the police and to a divorce lawyer. But remember, this was at a time in our history when beautiful women were rarely charged with any form of assault. Mostly just men got charged. So at any rate, he went to the cops, he went to a lawyer and said, can I get my jewelry back? And will Stephanie have to pay a legal price for beating me up? Which do I have? I ask you, case or no case, which is what I ask you. By the way, if you'd like an extra point, you may give me William or Stephanie's names, and I will give you one. And Denise, I think we start with you this time, don't we?
Yes, we do. Do you have a year or at least a time frame for this?
Fairly recent. Within the last beginning of the last century, how's that?
So it could be like William Shatner?
Bones.
I don't know.
So she had a child from a previous marriage,
yep.
And then she assaulted him and stole his jewelry.
Yep. Oh, that's the
this is
the bones of the case.
This is a case, and they settled.
All right. Fred, what do you think about the case of William and Stephanie?
Okay, repeat it to me one really quick. William and Stephanie, they got a divorce, and she hit him.
Is alleged to have assaulted him enough to where he could prove that he was abused or assaulted. And then in the course of that, she took $100,000 worth of his jewelry.
And then there's a divorce that occurred.
Yep.
And he said he wanted the jewelry back.
Mm-hmm. And he'd like her to pay, if you don't mind, in the legal system for beating him up.
And so Denise said, William Shatner, that's a great idea, Denise. All right, I'm going to say it's a case, and it's William Shatner. I'm going to follow along with that. You said it's not a case. You said it's a scenario, right?
I said, they settled.
But you said, was it a case?
I said it was a case, and they settled.
I'm following Denise.
All right, good enough. Mr. Kunin, what do you say about the case of Will and Steph?
Are Will and Steph their actual names, or are they made-up names
made
we
up.
Have to identify?
They are not pseudonyms.
They are not pseudonyms. Okay, so it's actually a Will. I am going to stick with my compadres and say that this is a case and that they settled. And as far as who the Will is, I'm going to go with Will I Am from the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good thought.
That's who I am.
You know what? He doesn't even know what the Black Eyed Peas means.
I do, too. I watched the Super Bowl. They played at halftime.
But what is the Black Eyed Peas? How come they called their band Black Eyed Peas?
I don't. Why did they call them that is why they called them the Beatles. Nobody really caught on that because it's not Beatles like the bug.
Beatles, it was a play on words, but it has beat like a drum.
Yes, beat like a drum. But, yeah. So I don't know why they called it Black Eyed Peas. I have no idea.
I just think they beat up a pea.
That could be. That could be. I don't. I know not. But that is my final answer.
Well, I like it. I think it's good. And
it might not be correct. But
well, I have a minute that I can either. We can either.
No, don't say it. Don't say it. Hey, look. If you want to go to, if you want to ask us or tell us what you think, 800-855. What is it?
529-7234. 855. Law Radio.
Well, if you want to call in, but all I care about is WZFG is all I care about right now. Thank you for joining Radio Law Talk. We're going to be back after this. We're going to finish case or no case. Then we're going to get into Family Bible, Britney Spears, and Witch versus Fort Warlock case.
More Radio Law Talk is on the way right here, right now. Stay tuned.
Todd and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
Radio Law Talk and Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A-plus BBB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. Healthwarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now. Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on five different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solutions Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Cal, take us to case or no case. What's the latest on
that? Okay, all right. I will be glad to do that. But first, let's review who has made what choices in regard to this case, in regards to William and Stephanie. Who said this was a case?
I went with Denise, whatever she
said. All three of us said it was a case. And all three of us said it settled out of court.
Okay, well, that's really interesting.
Al could get a point.
It's possible. It's possible. And As we all know, it's not likely. Okay, so let's go ahead and say those of you who say it was not a case, that was nobody. You all said it was a case, right?
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, well, good for all of you. Bravo.
Nice.
The case was between William Axel Rose.
Oh, that's interesting.
Who prevailed over the model Stephanie Seymour. He got the divorce. He got the jewelry back. In the course of that, he said, if you can give me the divorce and give me the jewelry back, I will go to the police and ask them not to prosecute you on the abuse. He did. They dropped the charges. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is... case or no case. Todd seems so dissatisfied with the outcome there. Have you noticed this?
Yeah. I don't know if we all got 2 points or just 1 point. Or
you said it's settled, right?
No, he won. He prevailed.
So we all got 1 point.
Like, Will like prevailed.
They yeah. went to court and he won.
And he prevailed, yes.
Yeah, so we all get 1 point.
Yeah. Kitchener, you can't have a divorce in Hollywood unless you actually go to court. I mean, come on. Everybody knows that. So next time, should you pull over for a funeral procession?
That's does anybody next do week. That anymore?
That's next week. Next week. Yeah.
Let me ask you one question about, did you say that the resolution was if they settle the divorce case, if you give me the jewelry back, he'll go to
the DA and say, look, we've worked everything out.
Yeah, there's that's no illegal.
You see, that is a problem if an attorney is part of that deal. Because there's an ethical rule that says that you cannot use criminal proceedings, the potential criminal proceedings, to leverage a resolution in a civil matter, which family law would be. And so I'd be curious to know if that was just Axel Rose working on his own to do that, or if those were communique made via counsel, because if it's the latter...
Or, since he won, he just didn't want to pursue it criminally.
That could be, yeah.
Yeah, you know. I don't know exactly the mechanics of it. I just know that that was not pursued.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
That was a good one,
Cal. That was good. That was
bravo.
Very good.
It kind of went with our Rick Ocasek, you know, thing. It kind of
I didn't know Axel Rose's first name was William. In fact, on one of his certificates, it said W. Axel Rose, and on the other it says William Axel.
Yeah. So does Cal get 1 point because he stumped us on half of the one that we would get 2 points
that
on?
That works for me.
I think the people really don't care if they listen to Radio Law Talk. You can do whatever you want, Cal.
Okay, then I'm giving him 1 point.
Good. Right. Here we go. Let's talk about the Bible.
Oh, yes.
Talk about the Bible.
The book of Cal Hunter.
Yeah. So just so you know, there's a thing called a holographic will. Who wants to say, tell people what? It's very simple. It's holographic will is what?
It projects on the wall, and there's a Yoda guy that reads it to your family.
It's when Tupac Shakur tells you what you get, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Close enough. What else? Right. Denise, why don't you tell us?
Well, holographic will is when there's a handwritten will that identifies the person that is writing that handwritten will. And if it's verified that that is their intent and that is their writing, and you can tell who it is, and it's saying, this is what I want in the event that I, you know, die, then that will be a valid will.
In some states,
a valid will.
And it's different. Some have to, it has to be their signature or them, not all say that, but some states, it depends what state you're in.
Witnesses, perhaps.
Witnesses, yeah. And there's a number of other things you have to look at. Some are, you have to have a signature, et cetera, et cetera. So what happens is this Mickey D. Thompson and passes away. And she leaves a gift to Albert Reed Lewin, L-E-W-I-N. The question is, her executor and close friend basically wrote down that she was to receive $3,000. This executor was supposed to receive $3,000 a month. Basically, you know, just the rest of her life or whatever, or the rest of their life. And so they find this Bible in the Thompson's personal property, which is, you know, had a lot of information in there. And in there was handwritten by Thompson that look, this guy gets $3,000.
Yeah, the words that were used, and it was dated July 22nd, 2019.
Yep.
And the words that were used were, quote, Albert Reed Lewin shall receive $3,000 per month for life.
Right.
This is appreciation for his care and complete dedication to Mickey and her welfare. He gave all in making her life.
That's exactly right.
That was what was written.
And so the question is it is that a proper writing and a proper will? And the court held, no, it was not. Didn't meet the requirements.
At trial, that's
at
right.
At trial court. But then the appellate court reversed it and says it does, even if it's in the Bible. Doesn't matter if it's in the Bible or if it's on a piece of paper or whatever. Because, first of all, they all agreed that that was actually her handwriting, right?
That's right.
That's the big issue is, oh, was this a fraud? No, it's her handwriting. It was her Bible. They found it in the possession. But what was the big issue? By the way, this is Tennessee law, which is where you used to practice law.
That is correct. So one of the things here was, is the word Mickey referring to her? Because this is written by her in her handwriting, but she refers to herself in the third person. And the question here, one of those for the appellate court was, do you need to have a first and last name, or is it sufficient if you can tell that she is clearly referring to herself? And the appellate court said, yeah, this looks like it's her, and she's referring to herself.
And it's actually, it had just her first name also.
Just Mickey.
Yeah, written down.
And a lot of people put a lot of important information in Bibles. I mean, there are family Bibles that are passed on from generation to generation to generation. And I think that it's common that you can prove a lot of things with the family Bible. Right, Todd?
Absolutely. In the state of California, for example, and this is uniform in a lot of different states, normally something that's written in a Bible, the objection would be hearsay if you tried to bring it in. Is this something somebody wrote a long time ago, and does it come in? But there's a specific exception that says evidence of entries in family Bibles or other books or charts, engravings, rings, etc., are not inadmissible because of hearsay when they're offered to prove the following. If they're offered to prove this, the birth, the marriage, divorce, death, parent-child relationships, race, ancestry, relationship by blood or marriage, or other similar facts, because it was very common to record those in Bibles. And if it's an older Bible, it's kind of hard to make that up, because you can usually see that they're a written record kept over time. The ink looks different. You could clearly somebody was writing things. It would take a lot. It would take a lot to forge a document like that.
Right. A lot of times you'll see the family Bible. It's okay, early written on by one, and then another writes in it, and then there's a lot of information. But you know what's scary though? History is determined by what people write. Right. I always tell people that. Well, a lot of people say, well, this is true. Why? Because it was written down in this guy's journal. Or gal's journal. But does that mean it's true? If I write in my journal today, no, Denise Dirks was mean to me and yelled at me at Radio Law Talk. And 100 years from now, people are going to go, Denise yelled at Fred, and she must not have been a nice person. So what people, you've got to be careful, though, in general, as legally, I've heard people say this, oh, well, you know, the journal of this person in 1832 said this. It more than likely might be true, but it's in the beholder's eye is going to be different, right?
Everybody has a different perception.
Right.
What you're talking about is true, though, and you can see this in a lot of different areas. It seems like with the passage of time, the older something is, it seemed to be given a little bit more credibility authenticity. And it's like, well, wait a second. If it happened right now, you'd say I was a wingnut. You tell me they didn't have wing nuts back then?
That's exactly.
Yeah, like it's a common misperception that Italy stopped being allied with the Nazis, and that they actually turned coat. And the reality is Italy had a civil war, and Mussolini was taken out of prison and all of that. So it wasn't exactly true, but that's his common misconception.
We'll be back after this.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. New York Attorney General Letitia James announced Friday that she's running for governor in 2022.
Today, I am announcing my campaign to be your next governor.
James' candidacy, which was expected, sets up a primary contest between Governor Kathy Hochul, another Democrat who intends to seek election on her own. Her sweeping investigation of former Governor Andrew Cuomo led to his resignation in August. A former acting director of National Intelligence says he's becoming more pessimistic about an ongoing special counsel probe into the origins of the Russia-Trump investigation. It's a big question. Let's start with, where do we think it's going? I'm losing hope. Richard Grenell, who spent time as the top intelligence official during the Trump administration, said in Epoch TV's Cash's Corner program. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Boys are weird.
How did that happen?
Oh, no.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Brett Penny.
So we've been talking about Britney Spears for the past who knows how long and her conservatorship. Basically, most of it's over. She's got a new conservator that is like one of her accountants. Her dad is no longer the conservator. And what is happening now is the question is, how is she going to act now? Because the dad did have some control over her and try to maintain a little semblance of, I'm going to say stability, but the argument is that he manipulated her, right?
Controlled her.
Controlled and manipulated, which is probably true. We don't know. I mean, there's because right now the allegations, and they're going after one another. But Britney now seems to be posting things that are interesting, and she posted recently, and it showed a little typewriter with some, and I wonder if she has assistants that are helping her do this, or she's doing this all on her own. She's got to have someone helping her do this. I don't think she's doing all of her social media by herself, but she says this, and this we're wondering if, okay, is the conservator watching close enough or what? But I think she's trying to you know do something with the family, and the family doesn't want to get back to her. I found my mini typewriter, she says. Don't you find it weird when you jump through hoops to organize trips or set up lunch dates with people you love only to know they'll bail on you and leave you after 10 minutes? It's humiliating, and it's like every person I've ever opened to immediately says they'll be gone on a trip for 2 weeks after ... Okay, I get it. They're only available to me when it's convenient for them ... Well, I'm no longer available to any of them now ... I don't mind being alone ... And actually, I'm tired of being this understanding Mother Teresa ... If you're rude to me, then I'm done ... peace out, etc. It says, this message is to my family ... for her, and you'll ever know. I know the conservatorship is about to be over, but I still want justice, dot, dot, dot. I'm only 5'4", and I've played a bigger person my entire life. Do you know how hard this is? ? Anyway, I found my tiny desk, too. Anyway, just interesting how conservators, you know, watch over people like this. Was the whole purpose is to watch over her posts and what she's doing. It just seems a little bizarre, but I still think she's got someone there watching her or making sure what she does is not kind of, you know, off kilter, I guess. But
she's got the guy she wants to marry, right?
Supposedly.
I wonder if he keeps an eye on that. And then I wonder, do you think she's still undergoing any counseling or anything to help?
Oh, I'm sure she is. I'm sure she is.
Okay.
I think, from the beginning, I thought she needed to have an evaluation in order to end the conservatorship. And by evaluation, I mean a mental health evaluation. And those type of tweets or social media posts, whatever they are, they do cause me some concern because you can't tell your family or attack your family publicly and say, you guys have done criminal acts, you guys have done, you know, you stole from me, you've done all these different things, and I've taken it for all this time, and I'm the, you know, Mother Teresa and all this, and then expect them to come to the table, go out to lunch with you, try to normalize a relationship. This is litigation that's still going on between her and her dad, and potentially it sounds like she's trying to bring in her sister. And it's very strange because she doesn't seem to have a good grasp on making these allegations against her family members and how it's going to interrupt the family relationships. That's something that seems to me odd.
This is all fueling my skepticism of the whole thing, that this entire thing has been about publicity for an upcoming, yet-to-be-named, reality show to fill the void of the loss of keeping up with the Kardashians or be keeping up with Britney, and that's what's going on, and I'm just skeptical.
Because the last one was circus or something like that, right?
Yes.
So it was like a crazy circus around her. So this one's going to be taking back control.
Yeah, because if she just launched the show, if there was one, without any of this, a lot of people would be like, who cares about this? No. We'll just take advantage of the court system and Instagram and all this stuff to bump up publicity.
Well, I'm wondering if you look at her views. She had 415,000 likes, 10,052 comments. I mean, she's getting a lot of publicity off this.
410,000 of those views were Fred Penny. But
only 409,000.
No, 409,000.
No, that's the one of her dancing and going in circles.
Yes, and the 2,000 likes, 999 of them were Fred.
That's 2,404,401 views of her dancing like the old time thing. So I don't know. I just don't know what to do. Whatever. I don't know. Britney shows her on a helicopter. Britney, look, you know, we're here to help if you need us. Todd's already got Scarlett Johansson. And Britney, I just, you know, we're the best lawyers around. You
can just she's on a helicopter. Fred's out there. Hey, you want to upgrade to a jet? Call me.
Yes, exactly. Right. No. You know, I'm happily married.
A lot of crazy things happen are surrounding Halloween.
Right.
You know that. And a lot of injuries occur during Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But what's surprising is whether or not those injuries can be compensated. Isn't that right?
Tell us about the witch versus the warlock.
Okay, this is a great one. Well, apparently the warlock was a very well-known and very powerful warlock. And the witch had actually studied under the warlock a little bit and had learned the trades and had, you know, did some stuff. So when the witch left and started her own business, the warlock allegedly was upset by that. And so the witch got calls in the middle of the night, and it was deep, dark breathing and voices, and she immediately said she recognized that it was the warlock that was doing it, and that he was, you know, trying to torture her and maybe even causing spells and all of that. So she does what she should have done. She goes to court, and she tries to get a restraining order against him and tries to get the court to determine that he has been the one harassing her and all of this. And you know what the court found?
What's that?
The court found that he was harassing her, and did grant the restraining order. So I thought that was really interesting. And funny thing, this is also in the background, is that the Warlock's attorney was sick that day of trial. And so the Warlock tried to get a continuance, and the court said no. So the Warlock went outside the court and kind of interviewed different attorneys and found one that got up to speed very quickly within a couple of hours and came back in and acted as his defense attorney. Still, he lost. And the Warlock never testified on his own behalf.
The Warlock's attorney got sick the day of trial?
Yes.
They searched the witch's house. So it's spells for defense attorney.
Eye of Newt.
Yes. So what I want to know is, did the witch weigh the same as a duck? Anybody that watches Monty Python gets that reference. Yes, we could build a bridge out of it.
What about that? There's a famous the cigarette slip-up lawsuit against Johnson & Johnson.
Yes.
That is a great case, and this is an actual case where hubby and wife decided to go as, look, no comments from you guys from the peanut gallery, all right? Little Bo Peep and her sheep. The husband and wife show up, and what they use is the costume. They use Johnson & Johnson cotton balls to feed the sheep, right? And the guy's like, I'm going to smoke a cigarette. I mean, look, dude, seriously?
The sheep with the smoking
And so he starts smoking a cigarette, and guess what happened? Shocker. I'm not saying this. These are all allegations. But maybe he had a drink or two. I'm not sure. And the cotton balls catch on fire. That's a shocker. And he sues Johnson & Johnson for failure to warn of a dangerous, you know, cotton ball, right? And obviously, don't forget,
Your Honor, he did not warn me of the dangerous cotton ball.
Yeah. Failure to warn was not found to be a proximate cause of his injuries in this case. But, look, could you see the cotton ball warnings? It's about 40 pages long, you know?
You know what's funny is that his wife, during this trial, his wife admitted that even if she had, that she knew that the cotton balls probably could catch fire, but she would have used them anyway because that was the most appropriate way to make the sheep.
A warning would not have deterred her.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about a haunted house lawsuit. We're also going to talk about a tombstone lawsuit, a maze lawsuit, and more about interesting lawsuits during Halloween. And then we have, what do we have at the very end? Quick Takes.
Quick Takes. We'll be right back.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here on your favorite radio station. And, of course, you can listen live or go to our archives by subject and by hour at RadioLawTalk.com. And it's all free. We'll be right back. Hold on. Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Are you serious?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Are you guys ready for some more Halloween lawsuits? Yes, you are. Broken nose. Let me talk about this broken nose. This is the Mays versus Gratina Athletic Boosters lawsuit. Okay, guess what? You have a haunted house. People come in. There's a thing called assumption of risk that you're going to be scared and you're going to jump and things are going to happen. Well, this gal, was startled, began to run away and try to run out of this haunted house. And as she ran out, she ran into a black fabric covered big wall that is a brick wall and broke her nose. That's exactly right. So the court held that there's no duty to protect her from reacting hey, it's predictable. She's supposed to be expected to be surprised, and that's what's called. That's a classic assumption of the risk case. Todd, you had one about the tombstone one is freaking hilarious.
Yeah,
tell about this lawsuit.
And this is where our old friend qualified immunity rears its head. Not so ugly, but rears its head in Halloween dumb. So this couple has an RV parked in front of their house or on their property, and the neighbors complain about that. Well, the couple that had the RV were a little upset with the complaints from the neighbors, so when Halloween came around, they decided to put little tombstones out. You know, you have those inscriptions on tombstones? Well, one of them said, "Here lies Jimmy, the old town idiot, mean as sin even without his grin. grin. No longer does he wear that stupid old grin. Oh, no, not where they've sent him, 1690. Well, it turns out that Jimmy was the neighbor who complained about the RV, so he gets all upset, calls the cops, and this is where qualified immunity comes in. The officer comes out, tells the homeowner that put the tombstone inscription up, take the tombstone down or get arrested. Your choice. Puts handcuffs on him.
Wow.
The guy says, all right, take the cuffs off. I'll take the tombstone down. He does. Then he sues the officer for infringing on his First Amendment rights. And the court agrees that it was an infringement, but under the doctrine of qualified immunity, does not hold the officer liable. And that is the tombstone. Crazy stuff.
Hey, Denise, you have a fun one?
Well, there was this corn maze, right? And it was, and somebody got lost in it, and they got scared because they saw, you know, that guy in Friday the 13th?
Jason Voorhees.
Exactly. And they saw somebody dressed up like them, and they turned around and ran as hard as they could to get out of that maze, and they fell down because it was muddy outside, and they broke their leg. But they were found not to have been negligent, that the maze person that did the maze was not negligent in causing the injury because the muddy conditions were open and notorious, and that person should have seen it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot. You're going to be going to a lot of these Halloween parties, and you're going to be going out trick-or-treating. What about the inflatable pumpkin? Apparently, there's an individual. When these have these, you know, Halloween, a lot of people have just like these stores they'll set up, and they'll rent for like 1 month these vacant stores, and they'll do just Halloween stuff. And this one individual always likes to have these big blow-up pumpkins, right?
Are those next to the inflatable snowmen? I'm asking for
the ones that are bent over on the...
Yes, on the railing on the
railing
balcony.
On the balcony.
Yes. I'm asking for
I think
for
it's the same. I'm not sure it's the same one.
Okay.
The pumpkins, anyway, those of you who listened to last week's Radio Law Talk, anyway, the pumpkins have a tendency to... in fact, one time he had one was too big and it blew away and went on the freeway. So he goes, you know what, I'm going to get a smaller pumpkin this time. He blows it up, and the pumpkin apparently he keeps, it's almost like a tent, right? The pumpkin is. And he's got all his wares under there, and sure enough it rains, and what happens to the pumpkin? Well, they can't handle the rain, and it collapses and damages all his goods, and it's hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage to his goods. No one was hurt. And so he sues. I mean, he gets money from the insurance company, and the insurance company sues the inflatable company for basically manufacturing defect. By the way, that case is still going on.
Well, and wasn't that the premise for last week's case or no case?
The very story.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
So what happens is the insurance company makes a settlement, and then they sue the pumpkin guy.
That's right, because they get
indemnify.
They get into indemnify, subrogation, and indemnification.
Right. Here's an interesting one too. Unless you guys, I've got a really good one. This is okay. Don't forget. I remember one time I met one of my daughter's friends, and he had a blue eye and a brown eye, and he said to me, he said, you know what? I just have a couple of different eye cuts. Well, sure enough, he was tricking me, which, by the way, I didn't want to hang out with that kid around my daughter anymore.
His name wasn't David Bowie, was it?
Yeah, but what he did is he used, actually, contacts. There's different color contacts. And that you could do that for Halloween and get these really spooky, weird eye contacts. And apparently this individual was doing the same thing using cosmetic lens. And the government came after him. This is in Missouri. The attorney general said, and filed a lawsuit, said, you know what? It's called Gotcha Costume Rentals. Said, you cannot do that without a prescription. You can't give them these lenses because apparently it was scratching some people's cornea, or there was the issue it may have. So apparently they kind of agreed that, okay, well, this people who have to have a prescription for, you know,
for contacts anyway,
then,
right?
then they can buy these. But anyway, isn't that interesting?
Did you hear about the Kentucky versus Watkins?
No, tell me about
the guy. He created a fake crime scene at a chicken ranch.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody came by and he's laying there. Somebody came by and saw him laying there, freaked out, and called 911. He couldn't get her to stop. The police had to come out, and he got prosecuted for creating a prank that led to a false police report.
Oh, my gosh. Where was
wow.
this?
This was in Kentucky.
Wow. How about the banana peel case? You hear about that one? So there's a company that starts making banana costumes for individuals, and so apparently there's a copyright lawsuit in 2017. The manufacturer Rasta Impasta sued a bunch of other companies, including Kmart and Kangaroo, because they were selling banana peel costumes, and they said they had the copyright on the banana peel costumes. I don't know. You know, you got to have special on copyright law. It can't be something that's normal, right? It can't be like a car or something that's generic, right? I don't know what the outcome of this was, but that, to me, that just seems really interesting. And why, you know, that, but well, actually, you know what? That's not true. Citing color, shape, and costume, Third U.S. District Court of Appeals in Philadelphia agreed with them and upheld that it was, they had their distinctive costume of a banana. So I guess you can't make and sell banana costumes anymore.
So here's a question. So you did the one about the haunted house, yep. And when the person freaked out with the jump scare, she runs into the center block wall, but she doesn't get to recover because right. You expect to get scared there. Here's something kind of similar, but I think there's liability. A teacher at a high school in Massachusetts asked one of the students to answer a knock at the classroom door. The student goes over, answers it, and there's somebody standing with a chainsaw and a machete. The kid freaks out, goes back, trips over a chair, fractures his cheekbone, and gets injured. Family files a lawsuit. I think they have a claim, unlike the haunted house, because he was just in school. You go to the haunted house expecting to be scared. He didn't expect that. So I think the school.
So no assumption of the risk.
No assumption of the risk.
Weird, because assumption of risk ones happen all the time. This one happened as you exit, and I was at one time. They got another haunted house got sued when, as you know, these are the best ones when you're done and you're walking out. Whew, that was scary. And then they you don't know it, and then someone else jumps out and because you think it's over. Well, that individual got injured, and it's the same thing, assumption of the risk. Not too bad. You sign waivers. A lot of times they have you sign waivers. The best one of all, though, the Spider-Man. You ever heard about the spider one?
I have not.
Okay, so a guy hangs up spiders, you know, around his doorstep area, and he puts a ton of them. Not just one, but it's massive spiders. And a lawsuit occurs when what happens is this individual is Logan County. Where's Logan County? But anyway, he overreacted, and he pulled out his gun and started shooting all the spiders. So he got prosecuted. So anyway, quick take. Go ahead, Denise.
Okay, because of all the Halloween lawsuits, witches' brooms now come with seatbelts to keep them from flying off the handle.
All right. How to tell when a trick-or-treater is the child of a lawyer. They say, trick-or-treat. By the way, this request does not create an implied contract that I will not later egg your house if, in fact, the treat given was not acceptable.
Awesome. I don't have a costume for tomorrow night, so if my wife walks out holding Johnson & Johnson little white balls, I'm going to say, I'm passing. We'll be back. Have a good Halloween. This is Radio Law Talk. Thank you for joining us.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.